From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A U.S. senator's announcement that she will vote for the international agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program gave President Barack Obama a major foreign policy victory Wednesday. Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, a Democrat, was the 34th member of the Senate to pledge her support for the deal when it comes up for a vote in the U.S. Congress, enough to assure that Mr. Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the landmark nuclear agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry told Congress in an impassioned speech Wednesday in Philadelphia,
"It is clear that if we reject this plan, the multilateral sanctions regime will start to unravel. The pressure on Iran will lessen, and our negotiating leverage will diminish, if not disappear."
Kerry told opponents to the agreement, JCOA is not based on trusting Iran, but on the international community's ability to police Iran's nuclear research and development work. At least 2,000 people are stranded at the main international train station in Budapest, Hungary, after authorities abruptly stopped allowing migrants to travel to Germany and Austria without a visa from the European Union. Hungarian authorities had begun Monday to allow migrants who had been camped outside for weeks to take the trains without being checked for a visa. But they apparently reversed their decision Tuesday and halted the practice, stranding thousands of would-be travelers. Officials said they are trying to follow European Union rules. Hungary is one of the main migrant entry points to the European Union, with more than 156,000 arriving this year alone. This is VOA News.